Today I have chosen the passage, the very first passage in the book of Acts. In my church, after we finish the book of Nehemiah, we move on to the book of Acts. And there is some interesting connection between the book of Nehemiah and also the book of Acts. Brother, would you like to read the passage in Chinese?
Okay.
And then I'll read this in English. Let me read this in English, from the English Standard Version. Acts chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. A very simple passage, very short passage. And let us pray before we start. Father, we thank you for your word. We ask that your Spirit will lead us into the truth. That we may know who Jesus is and what he's doing. We ask that you bless our life with your word. And transform us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, one issue we have with our life is that we don't often know what Jesus is doing today. We know our problems. We know our struggles. We know what we need to deal with tomorrow. Or maybe actually we may have to deal with something that we know what we need to do this evening. And sometimes these issues that we're dealing with are huge and are very important. But the problem is, the bigger these things are, the smaller Jesus will become. So what we're doing is usually we focus on our problem. And when we forgot what Jesus is doing today in our life, we tend to focus on building our own kingdom. Whether our kingdom is a good project or a terrible project, we like to focus on it. Sometimes our kingdom has too many problems. But the irony is, we like to focus on it. 我们的那个矛盾。 我们的讽刺是我们常常注意那个我们的那个我们的国度，我们所建立的那个国度。嗯，
我们的问题就是我们太专注于建立自己的国度。
And as we do that, we push Jesus out of our world.
结果我们就把耶稣基督从我们的生活当中排开。
And I guess because of these things we're dealing with,
我们来想想这些事情。
The beginning of the book of Acts is a good reminder for us.
我们看到《使徒行传》的第一句话对我们来说是一个很好的激励。
You know, the Jesus' apostles, Jesus' disciples do not often get the right picture or right knowledge of what Jesus is doing.
我们知道耶稣基督的使徒们，他们有的时候并不是很清楚耶稣基督他要来干什么。
Even after Jesus came back from the dead.
即便是在耶稣基督复活之后。
Even at the point when Jesus is about to ascend into heaven.
正是在耶稣基督即将升天的时候。
In fact, sometimes we think that Jesus often is either dead,or he is ascended in heaven. No, I'm saying that either Jesus is dead or he is in heaven. Meaning, he actually, that means he's irrelevant to what we're dealing with.He's not with us. Meaning that the Lord is not, that Jesus is not with us. Yet either he is in, we often think that he is in the tomb. Or he is in heaven.Therefore, he would not understand what we're dealing with in our life. But this book here, right here, in the beginning of the book of Acts, it gives us a totally, completely different picture of what Jesus is doing.Now, remember the book of Nehemiah, I mean, at the end of Old Testament history. The story of Nehemiah ends at about
433
BC. And after that, I mean, at the end of the book of Nehemiah, you read chapter 13 of the book of Nehemiah.You see the book of Nehemiah ended actually with a list of problems. And then the Old Testament story just like ended right there. So from that point forward until the arrival of Jesus, there was like about 400 years. And as if God has not said anything, and he has not done anything.So the question is, now what? Now, Old Testament expect the arrival of the Messiah, of the King of Israel. At the end of the book of Nehemiah, at the end of Old Testament history, he's nowhere to be found.And therefore, when Luke wrote the Gospel of Luke, he talks about the arrival of a new king, the Messiah.
So,
But then at the end of the Gospel of Luke, there seems to be a problem. Because after Jesus died and raised from the dead, he only spent like 40 days with his disciples. And he ascended into heaven. So he left again. Now what happened? But therefore, Luke finds it necessary to write the book of Acts. Which is part two. And part two continues to be about the work of Jesus Christ. And Luke wrote all these things for someone with the name of Theophilus. And in verse 1, he talked about, oh, I have already written the first book. But then when Luke said what this first book was about, it was about what Jesus began to do and to teach. And so when we continue to read this book of Acts, we know this whole book of Acts is about what Jesus continued to do today. And not only about what Jesus continued to do, it also talks about Jesus sending the Spirit to the church and talk about what the church is doing in parallel. And in the end, in verse 3, actually it talks about Jesus continues to be the Lord and the King. Now the term the kingdom of God appears in verse 3. The term does not appear many times in the book. Actually, one other time, the term the kingdom of God only appears 6 times in the book, and one more time appear would be at the last verse of the whole book. So it's almost like this theme about the kingdom of God frame the whole book of Acts. And it is interesting about the book of Acts is that this whole story about the kingdom of God happens in the history of the Roman Empire. So it seems like no matter what is happening outside, I mean in the Roman Empire, in the political, in the social world, the kingdom of God continued to develop from the chapter 1 of Acts all the way until the end in chapter 28. And then if you turn the Bible to the very end of the book of Acts in chapter 28, verse 31.
当我们把使徒行传翻到最后，在使徒行传28章的第31节，
You see a very interesting ending for the whole book.
我们会发现这个使徒行传28章有一个很有趣的结尾。
Actually, that verse 31 talk about what Paul was doing in Rome.
我们会看到在使徒行传28章31节，保罗他在罗马正在做什么。
He talked about Paul was proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance.
那里说到保罗放胆传讲全部的道，将主耶稣基督的事教导人，并没有禁止。
It's an interesting way to end a book.
我们注意到这本书的末尾很有意思。
Because it seems like the book is open-ended, it's not done yet.
我们觉得这个像一个开放式的结尾，好像这话还不完。
And yet it's still about the kingdom of God.
我们会知道神的国仍然在持续扩展。
So I think what Luke is telling us as in the book of Acts is that this whole book is really about the kingdom of God.
所以我们会看到真正是使徒路加他们在使徒行传里告诉我们，神的国仍然在持续，仍然在扩展。
And it continues to develop regardless of what is happening elsewhere in the world. The kingdom of God continues to develop, and that king is Jesus. Let's go back to verse 1. What is he doing now?You will read that very interesting that I have, Luke talk about, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach. So the Gospel of Luke, the first book, is about what Jesus began to do.
所以我们知道路加福音这就是这里所说的前书，他说的是耶稣基督开始的时候做了什么，教训了什么。
So that means this book that he's about to write, that he's writing, is about what Jesus continues to do.
所以相比较而言，路加现在正在书写的这个使徒行传，讲的就是耶稣基督当下并且持续做了什么。
The meaning also is that even Jesus has ascended into heaven or is about to ascend in heaven, his job is not done. He's still active, he's still working. And it talks about what he will do actually in this whole book.
这本书就是实实在在的讲此时此刻耶稣基督在做什么。
The question for us,
对我们的问题是
，Do we know it?
我们知道耶稣基督此时此刻在做工吗
？Do we really believe Jesus is alive today, or do we actually believe he is either up there and he's still in the tomb and he's irrelevant?
我们真的相信主耶稣基督现在他活着，并且。
But Luke is declaring that he is still alive, he is still active. But there's more, not just that Jesus is active, still Jesus is doing stuff. Verse 2 talks about what he will give the church.
我们会看到在第二节里面，这儿路加在谈到主耶稣基督会赐给教会什么东西。
Verse 2 talk about that Jesus will give the church the Holy Spirit.
第二节说到主耶稣基督会赐给教会圣灵。
And he will give commands, his commands to the apostles through the Spirit.
我们会看到他会通过圣灵传递给我们教会。
And that's why if you read chapter 1, verse 4 to 5, you talk about that Jesus asked them to stay in Jerusalem, do not leave.
所以我们会看到在使徒 行传的一章四到五节，主耶稣基督曾经吩咐他的门徒，不要离开耶路撒冷，要一直待在这里，等候你的什么？
But to wait for the promise of the Father.
就是等待，等候父所应许的。
And this is important.
这一点很重要的。
The book of Acts did not just talk about Jesus is active and he is doing something in this world.
我们会看到这个使徒行传不单是讲耶稣基督发生怎样的积极在做这件事情。
He will give teachings, he can give commands to the apostles.
我们会看到他给我们教训，他给我们各样的命令。
And also from the apostles then to the church.
然后我们会看到使徒们遵循这些教训和命令去建立教会。
There are many, probably many apostles in the early church. But the book of Acts is mainly about two apostles. There are mainly two of them. Two main apostles. 主要的
有两个主要的使徒。
The first one is Peter, the second one, Paul.
第一个是彼得，第二个是保罗。
You see the book of Acts is quite clear on that division.
所以我们会看到在这个使徒行传里面有这种重点。
Luke spent lots of pages talking about the ministry of Peter, and then he talked about the ministry of Paul.
我们会看到在使徒行传里面，路加先着重讲的是彼得的故事，然后讲的是保罗。
Actually, when you read the section about the story of Paul in the book of Acts,
当我们看到这个使徒行传里面保罗的事工的时候，
Luke will use the pronoun we.
我们会发现路加他使用的这个人称代词是我们，
meaning that he was joining with Paul in doing all these things.
所以我们会看到路加当时是参与在保罗的事情当中。
He can write this book because he was an eyewitness to all these things that's happened in history.
所以我们会看到路加他为什么能写出这本书，因为他这些事件的经历者，他参与在其中，经历了一切。
He has seen it.
是的，他在其中。
He knows that the Spirit is working. He knows the Lord is working.
他知道圣灵在其中是怎样工作的，主在这个过程当中是怎样工作的。
The question is whether we can see the same thing today or not.
现在问题是我们现在能不能像儒家一样有这种清晰的认识？
Do we go towards Christ, follow Christ, so that we may see the work of the Spirit in our life?
我们现在此时此刻能经历主的灵在我们身上吗？
Or we abandon Him and think that we know all?
我们知道一切。
We don't need Jesus.
但是我们好像不需要耶稣基督。
But the passage here is important because.You have to understand that when the Spirit is working in our life,
但是我们会看到这句经文它说的很有意思，它说的是圣灵在我们当中，在我们的生命里。
You remember what the Spirit will do for us.
大家还记不记得圣灵是要在我们的生命中做些什么？
That is in the Gospel of John chapter 16.
那是在约翰福音的第十五章。
A simple verse, John 16:8. And when he comes, let's talk about the Spirit, when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. So when the Spirit comes, he will do something for us, is to sometimes point out our sins.
所以我们会看到圣灵来他是为了我们之罪。
And sometimes he may do something among us and point out other people's sin.
所以我们会看到圣灵来是我们会看到他是让人明白自己是在罪里。
But when that happen,
但是然后发生什么呢？
We know the Spirit is active.
我们知道这个圣灵是积极活跃的。
And the Lord is also active in doing that.
我们也知道主也是
In a way, we should be happy. Because we know what the Lord has promised many hundreds of years ago. Actually, for us, it's more than 2,500 years ago. It's now real. So, hearing people talking about our problem or reading the Bible is saying that that's your sin actually is a blessing from the Lord.
所以当我们阅读圣经看到我们自己的罪的时候我们应该得到安慰我们应该知道主的名与我们同在我们经历了
Because before we were all blind, but now we see.
我们之前是
blind, 瞎眼的
我们之前是悲伤的是看不见
blind, 看不见
瞎眼的
now we see.
但是现在我们可以看见。
We see problems, we see our weaknesses.
我们现在可以看到自己的问题，我们现在可以看到自己的软弱。
And therefore, we also see the blessings and grace of God.
我们现在这个魔鬼他也可以看到我们基督在基督作为。
It's a blessing to see those things. 可以看到那些事情是一种的祝福来的。
我们现在可以看到这个有可以看到这些事情是一种对我们来说的祝福。
You know how many people in this world would not acknowledge their sins, would refuse when you tell them they have some problem?
你知道在这个世界上有多少人，他们对关于罪的问题一点都不知道。
So knowing we have a problem, someone tell us in the church, that someone in the church, a brother or sister tell us, oh, you have a problem. Well, tell me. Now actually, when we continue to read this, we see that at the end of this passage in verse 3,Jesus talked about, he spent time showing himself to a lot of believers. Jesus spent time proving himself to be alive to many, many people.
我们会看到耶稣花了很多时间向人彰显他是活着的。
What is the point of having to prove that?
为什么要去证明彰显这件事？
Isn't it just enough then we believe that he's alive?
仅仅是为了让我们足够清晰的知道他活着吗？
Jesus did not just do that. Jesus did not just ask the apostles to believe in him.
我们会看到耶稣基督不仅仅
When he spent time with his disciple, he ate with them. He ate fish in front of them. To show that he's really alive. He could have asked these people to be, oh, you guys need to be a little more spiritual, just believe what you've heard, now you just like move on with your life. I think it's too difficult. 耶稣可以吩咐他的门徒说，你相信你听到的那个消息就好了，相信那些人讲的那个见证，不需要我告诉你，给你看到我的那个复活是真的。But he spent time to show them his holes, he's alive, and spend time with them. Now, he also spent time with them for a specific period of time, 40 days.
我们特别会看到耶稣基督花了40天之久与他们同在，就是为了向他们彰显这件事。
I think there's also a purpose in just spend 40 days with his disciples and apostles.
我相信这就是40
Because 40 is a very important number for the Jewish people. Because when they fail to obey God, God punished them and forced them to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. I think if we read the Bible without Google, we will not be too surprised about that number, 40 years. Because 40 years in the wilderness sounds reasonable. 40 years in the wilderness is reasonable.
合理的。
40年, 花40年 在那个旷野里面是合理的。 Because you need to move around, you need to cook, you need to build your tent, you need to take down your tent and move. You know, if you have go camping, you know how troublesome that is. But then now you have Google. 现在你有 Google 吗? Go to Google Map and search Google Map. Looked up how much time you need to walk from Egypt to Palestine or Jerusalem.
现在我们当遇到困难的时候，我们会拿出谷歌搜一下，看看大概有多远。然后我们会看到埃及加上地大概多远。
Walking, okay, choose walking in the Google Map.
如果我们是步行的话,
How much time does it need to walk there?
如果我们靠步行从埃及去到迦南，大概要多久呢？
6 years.
需要六天。
No, 6 days.
只需要六天就可以了。
So actually, what they could have done accomplished in 6 days, the Lord has forced them to spend 40 years in it.
那我们就是想，为什么仅仅六天就可以完成的路程，神却要用40年让以色列人在那里徘徊？
So 40 days Jesus spent with his apostles is insignificant for them.
我们看到40天是耶稣，40天是
significant, 重要的。
40是个很重要的概念。
Because they understand that, oh, we have messed up, and so we have to spend 40 years in the wilderness.
我们就会看到40年这个历史。
But then also, they also remember Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness.
我们也会看到耶稣基督曾经在40天里的时间在旷野受试探。
And then he was tempted by Satan.
他当时在旷野里面受到撒旦的试探。
And he went through the temptation victorious.
他受试探，但是没有犯罪并且得胜。
So he see that when Jesus spent 40 days with these disciples, it gives them a real meaning that they have victory over sins.
所以我们会看到耶稣基督花了40天与他的门徒同在，神为了训练他们，让他们能够得胜。
And the new kingdom they have been expecting has finally arrived. God has lifted his curse on his people. And that's why he said he spent 40 days with them talking about speaking about the kingdom of God. So whatever has happened before, now it has been rewritten. 现在重写了。以前无论旧约里面所讲过关于四十年的那个时间，现在神会在他们生命里面重写了。
无论在旧约当中关于四十发生了什么事情，但是我们会看到现在在新约当中一切都被重写了。
And they were going to receive and experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们会看到这些我们他们从圣灵获得了能力。
And this kingdom of God thing will be so powerful that nothing can stop it.
我们会看到这个新到来的神的国度是如此的强有力，是因为没有任何东西能把它停下来的难产。
Even the Roman Empire would not be able to suppress it.
我们会看到，即便是罗马帝国，它强大的逼迫也不能阻止这件事。
No military power, no political power would be sufficient to suppress it.
我们会看到没有任何的政治的
You will continue to push through unhindered, without hindrance. 没有事情可以阻止。
没有任何事能阻止这件事的发生进行。
That's why the end of the book, Acts 28.
这就是使徒行传末尾28:31所说的。
And that is the story.This story is not just about those people 2,000 years ago. That story is about ourselves who are part of the kingdom. We belong to that kingdom. We acknowledge our sins, we repent, and we're brought into that kingdom.The question today is, who is ruling your life? Who is your king? Not just as a theory, but practically in life, in our daily life, who is our king?
不仅仅是救我们那个人，更重要的是他现在每天统治着我们，管理着我们生活的每天大事小事。
If you acknowledge Jesus as your King,
如果你真的承认耶稣基督是你生命的主，
you would be part of this story about the kingdom of God.
那么你就属于这个关于生活的故事。
And the story will continue to develop.
我们会看到这个故事没有结束，今天仍然在发展。
No problem in your life will be able to stop that.
你生命当中没有任何的问题能阻止这个现实在你生命中的成就。
Therefore, do not let our sins hinder the story.
没有任何的障碍能够拦阻这件事。
Take joy in acknowledging our sins.
让我们在这件事上享受喜乐。
For the Spirit is telling us we need Jesus. And He is ready to bring us into something bigger and more important. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for your word. We have often focused on our kingdom and our problems. We have ignored Jesus, and we have ignored that He is our living King. So, Father, we ask that you will give us the right focus today.May your Spirit bring us joy and understanding. That we may be more like Jesus. And we may experience the life in the kingdom. That we may experience the power of the gospel.
让我们经历福音的大能在我们的生命当中。
With no hindrance in our life.
让我们知道什么是真正对我们来说重要的。
We thank you for your message.
我们谢谢这个从你而来的信息。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.